this air mass originated north of the Arctic Circle, perhaps even in Siberia, and that has plunged down into the United States. The cold front itself, if you can imagine this, the cold front is down almost to the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico and will shortly pass through all of Florida. The air mass itself, I mean, this is the air that was in Alaska, that's a short time ago. And when the air was up there, the temperatures were anywhere from minus 40, I saw like a minus 60. The extent of the cold outbreak is amazing. Basically, it goes from the Rockies all the way to the East Coast. And I said we have freeze warnings out from, say, Brownsville, Texas, throughout the entire Gulf Coast and down into South Central Florida. So it's just an amazing outbreak of cold air.
What is most remarkable about it? I mean, do polar vortexes often come into the U.S.? It seems like there are a couple really unique factors kind of all at play at once, right?
Yeah, it's unusual for the polar vortex to drop this far south. For people who've been here a long time, if you went back, I think January 1985 is when we saw the classic case. The polar vortex actually came across the U.S.-Canadian border down into the United States. And that's when, of course, we set all of the low temperature records. We were hit 16 degrees below zero here in Asheville. I think it was like minus 35 on Mount Mitchell, the all-time record low for the state. So it's rare that this happens, but every once in a while it does. It's interesting, if you went back into October, early November, we had a couple of major cold outbreaks then. And I remember telling people, if this had happened in the dead of winter, it would have been much, much worse. And that's what we're seeing right now.
We're not actually going to break any records, you don't think, are we?
For the date, we may well break records. We're not going to set the all-time record, obviously. One of the things which is interesting is, and they've talked about this in the Weather Service people, the fact that we don't really have a lot of snow cover. And we just, you know, the little bit of snow we had with the front itself, and it's very unusual to get, you know, extremely cold without a lot of snow on the ground. So, but, you know, right now we're calling for low temperatures tonight to get down to around zero, perhaps even below zero. And, of course, a major factor is going to be the winds, probably 20 below or even colder.
Yeah, it is pretty remarkable. That is cold, I think, by any scale. Even from this former Alaskan, I would say that's pretty cold.
Good news is the cold air should be pushing on out of here. We'll have a couple of cold days. Then after that, our temperature should rebound. And certainly by the end of the week, we should be looking at more normal temperatures again.
So is this the most exciting day of the year for you?
It certainly is interesting. It's always interesting to watch the maps. I've been watching this develop for the, you know, even the last week. You could sort of see it coming.
Yeah, you seem pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Until I have to go out and walk the dog.
All right. Well, you stay warm, Ed. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.